Justin Trudeau really wants to make sure that demining efforts in Ukraine are gender inclusive. We wouldn't want to be supporting the patriarchy in Ukraine's effort to clear out Russian mines now, would we? Trudeau made a surprise visit to Kyiv over the weekend, where he announced that Canada will be sending another $3 billion in aid to Vladimir Zelensky and the Ukrainian war effort, bringing Canada's total contributions to Ukraine since the war began to over $13 billion. Now, of that $3 billion of your money that we just sent over to Ukraine, $4 million of that $3 billion is going to gender-inclusive demining for, quote, sustainable futures in Ukraine. Now, despite our best efforts at trying to figure out what that actually means, none of us can decipher this classic Justin Trudeau woke word salad. But let's also just be honest about this. $4 million for gender-inclusive demining in Ukraine is really the most on-brand thing for Justin Trudeau, isn't it? He was never just gonna give away our money without making sure that Ukraine got a good old taste of that Justin Trudeau woke gender politics, was he?
Because it's 2015.
After announcing to Vladimir Zelensky that Canada will be spending another $3 billion to Ukraine, Trudeau made a trip over to Poland, where he told the press that actually Russia needs to win this war.
And we're stepping up in every way we can, because we know that Russia must win this war. That Ukraine must win this war against Russia.
That's right. Russia needs to win this war. It seemed as though Justin Trudeau had his very own Joe Biden moment. Before we get into it, drop a like in the video, help us out by subscribing to the True North YouTube channel. And the common question for the episode is this. Do any of you think that Ukraine can actually win this war? Let me know your answer in the comments below, and let's get into it. Very few things that Justin Trudeau does can actually be categorized as unbelievable, but I think this one deserves that label. I'm going to show you this on the Prime Minister's website, because if I just told you without showing you the actual text of this, you would have every right to not believe me. It's just that absurd. So here we go. We're going to go on the Prime Minister's website and find the press release for this latest aid package. All right, so here we go. February 24th, 2024, in Kyiv, $3 billion in financial and military support. We're gonna scroll down to see the description of this aid package. All the way to the bottom, right here, folks. Take a look at this. Gender-inclusive demining for sustainable futures in Ukraine. $4 million. What will this gender-inclusive demining effort look like? They've given us a nice description here. Project activities include conducting non-technical surveys and subsequent manual clearance in targeted communities, providing capacity to build key national stakeholders and establishing a gender and diversity working group to promote gender-transformative mine action in Ukraine. Gender transformative mine action.
What the hell is even that?
So I'm just assuming here, because no one has actually asked the Prime Minister yet what this means, I'm just going to assume that this means we're going to have women and transgender people clearing out the mines. This is going to be like some sort of transgender hurt locker type of thing going on here, I think. But I'm really not sure what this looks like. Also, given that so many men, basically an entire generation of Ukrainian men, have died in this war, I'm pretty sure the whole gender transformative aspect of this was going to be inevitable, because who else is going to clear the mines? Hold on, actually, I think I might have figured this all out. It appears as though Justin Trudeau wants Ukraine to have their very own shikovery out of this war. Remember when he said this during the election?
Turn it into a shikovery.
So Ukraine's very own shikovery by gender transformative mine action. Even for Justin Trudeau, this is quite something here. Justin Trudeau's secret weapon has been deployed to Ukraine. Transgender and female mine clearing. This is what's going to turn the tides of this war and finally get Ukraine on the right path here. So we got tipped off about this announcement very quickly when it was released. And I posted it to Twitter, and the post went absolutely viral because people just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it either. When I was told, I said, this is just not true. It's nonsense. But I saw it on the website, and I made sure to put the link on the tweet so people could actually see for themselves that this is not some AI, some hacker playing around. This was real, right out of Justin Trudeau's office. Now take a look at some of the reactions here. Jordan Peterson got in on the action with this on social media. Okay, obviously Satan is just trolling now. Justin Trudeau, what the hell is this? It isn't even comprehensible, but it's really on the website. Pierre Polyev, take note. Now, I saw this and I had to put it in the show. I think this is what Justin Trudeau had in mind when he wrote that $4 million check for gender-inclusive demining. Take a look at this. Me and the boys on our way to remove landmines in Ukraine. The Russians, they know it's over, don't they?
Russia must win this war.
Remember when I said this was some sort of female transgender hurt locker thing going on? We have an actual explosive ordnance disposal guy who works for Governor Ron DeSantis, who also chimed in on the mix. He's an expert in this field, and it appears he can't even figure out what this means. As someone who would be considered an expert in this field, I literally have no idea what this means, Jeremy Redfern wrote. The thing about mines, and munition really, is that they will kill you regardless of your preferred pronouns. We got this one here. Gender transformative mine action is where you transplant mines instead of planting them. Good one there. You know, I really want to be able to laugh at this, and believe me, I've gotten my laughs out. The reality is there anything more disrespectful to the Canadian people and to the Ukrainians who are struggling in this war to give them $4 million for gender transformative mine action to find some way to put in your woke gender politics in this? There's really no need to specify that mine clearing needs to be so-called gender transformative, seeing as how there are likely no fighting age males left in Ukraine to do the job. Now get a load of this, guys. So Justin Trudeau, after announcing the $4 million for female and transgender minesweepers and another $3 billion in military aid, he managed to forget which side of the war he's actually funding.
Russia must win this war.
Canadians really have no reason to worry. We have a true statesman leading our country. What a silly little error there. Let's just laugh it off, you know, shake hands and hug and smile as we walk off stage. No big deal. That happens all the time, right? The embarrassment for this country continues. It's as though whenever Ukraine is involved, Justin Trudeau has to find a way to embarrass Canadians. He has to say that, in fact, Russia needs to win the war. He has to fund transgender mine-clearing efforts. He has to invite an actual Waffen-SS soldier to Parliament. He expects Canadians, while spending billions of our money, to take this issue seriously, while simultaneously being the most unserious person in the room whenever he talks about Ukraine, embarrassing Canada every time he opens his mouth on this issue. We've spoken about this many times in the show. Justin Trudeau and his cabinet will often repeat the line that Canada will be with Ukraine with whatever it takes for as long as it takes.
We will stand with Ukraine as long as it takes, as much as it takes.
Now that may sound nice, and to some I'm sure it does, except for the fact that Justin Trudeau has never once defined what any of that actually means. He has never actually told the Canadian people, while spending money we don't have, what Canada is trying to accomplish with this aid, what a victory for Ukraine will look like, so we can actually have an idea of what it will take to end the war. Canadians are barely getting by. There are tent cities in every major city across our country. Go to a local food bank and check out the food bank line. 1 in 5 single Canadian adults are now living in poverty. We barely have a military of our own, and we practically share a border with Russia to our north. What are we achieving with our $13 billion, which I know we don't have? Do we know where that $13 billion has actually gone? Have there been audits on that money? Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are dead, and hundreds of thousands of Russians are dead. We're talking about World War I numbers of casualties here. And is Ukraine actually winning? They're now having to conscript old men. We've seen reports out of Ukraine where there are military uniforms for pregnant women. So what are we achieving with our money? Canadians have a right to ask that question without being labeled as Putin puppets, as Russian supporters. You would think that diehard supporters of Ukraine would want to see these two countries come to the table, put their arms down, and find a way to stop this war. Because what's the point of supporting Ukraine if after all is said and done, there are no men in Ukraine anymore? We're talking about a human meat grinder here. And when Canadians see that Justin Trudeau is spending $4 million on woke, transgender, and female mind-clearing efforts in Ukraine, Canadians have every right to start asking questions about what we're trying to achieve here. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it doesn't look as though this war will end anytime soon. Jens Stoltenberg, the Secretary General of NATO, held a press conference on the weekend where he said that Ukraine will be a member of NATO. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Ukraine will join NATO. It is not a question of if, but of when.
I hope I don't have to spell out what that means for you if you're watching this show. But hey, Who knows? Maybe Justin Trudeau actually knows more about military tactics than any of us. And actually, he knows instinctively that transgenders and women are better suited to clear out Russian mines. All right, everyone, that's going to do it for us today on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Harrison Faulkner, and this is Ratio.